Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket, since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, do we know what we're wearing for the alt cast tonight? Monumental 2, Caps, Blackhawks.
I could just wear this jacket. It's a Caps jacket.
Yeah, I think I'm wearing a Caps quarter zip, and I think I'm going to wear the Caps Courage lid.
I know what you're not going to wear because you were scarred.
I'm not going to wear the jacket that puffs out when I sit down. I'm not wearing that tonight. I'm well aware.
What about
not wearing that?
But you were going for, like, last night we saw Will Dawkins.
Yeah.
The GM of the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the game last night when we were hanging out. He had a jacket.
Yeah. First of all, Will Dawkins, one, let's tick this off. One, he's in really great shape. Two, he's really rich. Three.
Is he really rich?
He's a GM of an NBA team.
Now, okay. I'm sure he's doing well.
I like to get in people's pockets. I don't know his salary. I don't know that that's been disclosed. But, I mean, he's making more than $1 million a year. I would bet you a lot of money on that.
Between $1 to $3 million.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find.
And he's probably wearing, I don't know. I'm guessing he didn't roll into Men's Warehouse and grab that suit off the rack. He's probably wearing a $2,500 to $3,000 suit. He looked really good, as he should. He's the GM of an NBA team. He's got to look good. And he did last night, just giving him props. Just got a man crush, my man, Will Dawkins. And then your son's asking him if he's going to pick Cooper Flagg. Is he the undisputed number one pick?
Cut right to it.
Sure. That's right.
I mean, isn't that who they're expected to take if they have the number one pick?
I would probably guess that would be the pick. I mean, the odds on betting favorite has got to be Cooper Flagg going number one. But I would guess who's going number two right now is Eric Bickle, because he's not sitting in his seat. That would be my guess.
Yes.
So we're good on what we're wearing for the alt cast tonight.
I don't know. Is this okay?
Yeah, you're fine. You're wearing Caps gear. It's good. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. Then I'll just
so we're straight.
I could bring back that extra large jersey.
That jersey, you could actually, like, grab the back of a speedboat, and then you would be, is it parasailing? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That you see at Ocean City all
I've
the time?
I've done that once.
You could have parasailed in that Caps.
That jersey was meant for an actual goaltender who's 6'5 and has all his pads on.
Yeah, trust me, it looked like it.
But hey, maybe we'll get some more free gear.
But that'd be great.
He's wearing his.
That'd be great.
We got a bunch of free gear last time.
I was wearing that exact zip up last night during our hangout.
I need the crew neck sweater that Mar has.
You need that?
Yeah, that looks fire.
Okay, good.
It's butt comfortable too. That's one thing with Monumental, is their gear is quality.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah. So
last night I was kind of amazed at how many full grown adults were wearing the Harry Potter gear. And my son commented on too, because right when we left, there was like a 40-year-old dude, and he had the scarf. I think he had I think he had a wig on.
Probably had a robe.
Yes, he had the whole thing.
Sure. Harry Potter, wildly popular. I mean, there's a reason that an NBA team has a night centered around Harry Potter.
But don't you think it's a little odd when you're 40 dressing up as Harry Potter?
Yes, but you're also asking the wrong guy because this guy loves him some Renfests. So you're probably asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, but you probably didn't show up to the Renfest dressed as a knight.
No, of course I didn't. Because I'm a grown-up and I don't live in a fantasy
world. There
was
a bunch of people, like adults.
All right.
Plus or minus probably 10 years
of
our age.
At the Wizards game last night.
The Wizards game. Okay, you get a free shirt, free t-shirt. It's one thing to wear the t-shirt.
Yeah.
But like walked by multiple people that had wigs, the scarf wrapped around them, and a robe, as Cake said.
Well, honestly, if someone was dressed up as Harry Potter, I don't know that I would know who it was.
I believe you.
What is Harry Potter's signature outfit?
Signature outfit is he's wearing a scarf.
Like, is it like all black?
He's wearing a dark robe.
He wears a robe.
He definitely has glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
And a wand.
And like, definitely has a wand and like a moppish, like Beatles-esque haircut from back in the day.
And I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
Here's why you don't know.
Does Harry Potter
tell you
have
why.
A secret talent, like a secret gift? Like, is it just a magic wand?
Well, he's like a witch. Right,
so he has a gift at casting
sorcery.
Spells.
Yeah, sorcery.
He casts spells.
EB, in the Harry Potter world.
All right,
now we're getting really geeky.
Yeah,
you and me, we're all what they would call muggles.
Because
now, a muggle,
what's a muggle?
Is a person who lacks any sort of magical ability,
right?
And was not born into a magical family.
So
we are muggles.
I'm like a peasant.
We're just peasants. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Now, if you have magic and you know all the different spells and you can mix up potions and elixirs, then you're a wizard.
Here you go, EB. This is Harry Potter, all right? And there was like 45-year-old men dressed like that.
So hold on. Let me see. Harry Potter's the one second from the left.
He's in the middle.
I said second from the left. Yeah. But he's wearing
middle.
He looks like he's wearing a
tie.
Like a school uniform, Catholic school or something.
Yeah, because they're at Hogwarts Academy. That's where all the wizards go to get more learning.
What's the big deal? Half the arena is dressed up like a basketball player.
That's a good point. Okay, that's fair.
He's making a big deal of it. It's like, look, it's
Harry Potter night.
It's Harry Potter night.
The whole point is to wear the costume.
If you're
going to
dress up as Harry Potter ever
at Christmas, I'm just surprised that 45-year-old dudes do it.
Harry Potter night.
At Christmas, everyone dresses up as a Santa or an elf.
But to me, Harry Potter was a kid's movie.
Yeah, but now...
And the kids are adults.
Now those kids are adults.
Harry Potter came out when I was probably 14.
Shocked when they did a video of all of the wizards. Like, if you could bring a Harry Potter character to the arena with you, who would it be? And Malcolm Brogdon, who's 32.
Yeah.
That's pretty old by NBA standards. He was all in on Harry Potter.
No. When 32, you're prime reading the books. Like, as soon as they come out.
You are?
Like, oh, yeah. People...
Hold on, are there mid-30s. Still new ones that come out? No.
I don't believe so. But if you're in your mid-30s, the books would come out when you were what?
A teenager?
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You would wait in line to go to the Barnes & Noble. It would come out at midnight. You would get the book, and people would read it through the night.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the first book came out in 1997.
All right, can I ask you this? Is there like a romance element to Harry Potter? Is like Harry Potter, did he have like a girlfriend or... Is there, you know what I mean? Is there anything like that? Nothing like that.
Not with Harry.
There's no like sexual tension at all in a Harry Potter.
No, not like Twilight.
It's nothing like that.
Yeah, different.
Okay. What's like the?
I think Corey Kispert didn't answer any of them correctly. Like I think he didn't know anything about Harry Potter.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you're paying attention to show on the Jumbotron.
Give me the other famous character names.
Voldemort.
Which was Voldemort?
He was the arch nemesis of Harry Potter.
Played by Ralph Fiennes, I think.
And Voldemort also could cast spells?
Evil spells.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
But Harry Potter was a good guy.
Correct.
Right. All right.
Good wizard.
All right. What else?
Like my man Coulibaly.
What other famous characters from Harry Potter?
Snape.
All right, what is Snape's deal? Is that a boy or girl?
Guy.
Guy.
Alan Rickman.
pour some out for him.
All right, that was an older guy.
Yeah.
So what was Snape's deal?
Why do you sleep on Hagrid, EB?
My Ermwand.
Huh? I've heard of that name. What is that?
I think that's Emma Watson's character.
No, isn't she
there was no love interest?
That's her name.
So you had females in the Harry Potter series, yes. But there was no love interests. There were no, like...
Not to my knowledge.
There were no romance.
They're too busy trying to learn their wizarding skills, yeah,
these
EB.
These kids are, like, prepubescent.
They weren't horny.
No.
What is going on?
I'm just asking a question. I don't know anything.
It's a little kids movie.
But it's like, you know, there's 15, 16, kids 15, 16, 17 aren't horny.
Harry's like 10 when he starts out.
Yeah, okay, he's a youngin.
But if it's like for teens,
teens are horny. Now, once he was done with Harry Potter, is it Daniel Radcliffe? He played the title role. He definitely got naked, like fully naked, like on a Broadway play.
Yeah, but not Harry Potter. It was not
Harry Potter. It was quite a departure for him. From his Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
Like CK's kid dressed up as Harry Potter for Halloween a year ago. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought the age bracket was.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I was struck, these guys weren't there, I was struck by the 45-year-old men who I don't think maybe their kids were watching Harry Potter, but I mean, they were all in full character.
Here's why EB is so out. This sentence encapsulates why EB is out on Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm reading the file on Hermione.
You're probably right.
I don't know how her name is pronounced. Drab, can you help me here? Is it?
I think you're right.
I don't know. Hermione Granger, played by...
Emma Watson.
She becomes friends with Harry Potter and Ron Weasley, played by Kevin Willard, after they save her from a troll in the girls' bathroom. Not like a Twitter troll, like a real troll.
What is a real troll?
It's like a goblin, just like a gross.
So I honestly don't know what a real troll is other than some loser on Twitter. Right. A real troll is like a falcon or something, like something that can eat you.
It's not. No. A falcon is a bird.
Like a vulture.
It's an ugly monster, typically living under a bridge.
Like an ugly person.
Yeah, like an ugly blob monster.
Right.
Like
I don't know.
Rom
is a troll. Rom is a literal troll. Yeah,
you look up troll in the dictionary.
If we were casting our own Harry Potter movie,
ugly,
which would be weird,
annoying.
Rom would get the lead troll role.
Right.
So yeah, that's why you're out on Harry Potter, amongst many reasons.
But I would think there would be a love interest with Emma Watson involved.
They were too young.
Maybe as they got older and they did their eighth movie, possibly, but not in the first few movies.
Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.